It's 8:04. This is CPR News. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation has opinions about the proposals in President Biden's address last night. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the president inspired Democrats and brought out the ire of Republicans.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says Biden outlined an agenda that a majority of Coloradans support, from immigration to infrastructure. Representative Joe Neguse liked Biden's plans to address childhood poverty and climate change. In general, he added the speech provided
a compelling and optimistic and a hopeful vision for the future of our country.
But the speech fell flat for Republicans. The Western Slope's Lauren Boebert implied Biden's speech bombed, while Congressman Doug Lamborn faulted proposals for, quote, outrageous spending. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In the state legislature, a bill to give sexual assault survivors more information about the evidence in their cases is headed to the governor's desk. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
There have been reports in the past about law enforcement agencies destroying rape kits without testing them. Under the new policy, Colorado agencies would be required to keep that evidence until the statute of limitations for the crime has expired, and for 10 years after that, if the victim requests it. The bill also allows assault survivors to request that they be kept informed about what happens to that evidence, including finding out when a law enforcement agency sends it for testing and what the results are. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A U.S. Senate committee yesterday looked at how the pandemic has worsened the country's mental health and substance abuse crisis. Jonathan Muther with Salud Family Health Centers testified that telehealth and other technology should be expanded.
We're not going to get anywhere, to be totally frank about it. We have to use other technologies, group services, and other things that we can do via telehealth in order to broaden the reach.
Committee member Senator John Hickenlooper wanted to know how to alleviate the crisis at the state and local levels. Mostly sunny across the state today and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.